Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk. That was an opening there by Miss Shear and with her hit at that particular time called Believe. And we need to believe that Straight Talk is going to tell it like it is. There's a lot of things that are going on. I really don't know where to begin, but I'm going to begin. I'm going to just jump into the deep and trying to navigate through the midst of it all, because how can we navigate through the kingdom spheres of what's going on politically, corporately, religiously, educationally, and socially? How can we keep ourselves from being deeply affected by what goes on in people's everyday life? And wherever you are, we want to reach out to you. We want to empower you to make a difference, because what goes on here doesn't only happen here, it happens all around the globe. And I want to just say I really appreciate the opportunity for my listeners, wherever you are, to let you know that we're concerned about you. We're going to always be able to give you some straight information concerning what's happening and so forth. I'm going to pick up on some current events that's happening here, right here in America. And Jeff Sessions, the United States Attorney General, he has made a declaration that the DACA program is going to be eliminated. And so it's being rescinded. And we want to pick up, we want to hear that, listen to this here. We want to talk about that, as well as a lot of other things that are going on the political scene, because it's not good at all. But we're going to talk about it.
Under the Obama administration, is being rescinded. The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program, to 800,000 mostly adult illegal aliens. The policy was implemented unilaterally. To great controversy and legal concern, Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch. The effect of this unilateral executive amnesty, among other things, contributed to a surge of minors at the southern border that yielded terrible humanitarian consequences. It also denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans by allowing those same illegal aliens to take those jobs. We inherited from our founders and have advanced an unsurpassed legal heritage, which is the foundation of our freedom, our safety, and our prosperity. As Attorney General, it is my duty to ensure that the laws of the United States are enforced and that the constitutional order is upheld. No. I'm here today.
There you go. You've heard Attorney General Jeff Sessions telling that the Trump administration has boldly declared that the Obama administration, which is the past administration, illegally administered a program that allowed immigrants to derive benefits and favor that was not necessarily sanctioned by the legislative branch of government. And that's why he's doing what he do. This affects close to 800,000 men and women. Yes, it does. And what can you say about that? What can you say? I mean, it just seems like President Trump is there's no stop to what he wants to do in terms of his meddling, his efforts to try to do everything he can to literally destroy the legacy of President Obama. And so there it is. And even the Mexican government said on today profoundly is laments the U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to phase out a popular program that shields hundreds of thousands of young unauthorized migrants from deportation. And so it's on. What is this man not going to do? And so, but, you know, the amazing thing about it, even in the midst of hundreds of young immigrants who are having rallies in front of the White House and around the country, they're saying they're unafraid. They're not going nowhere. They're Americans. You're not going to deport us. So this is something to see, because the next thing is going to come is a lot of profiling and that which is going to be taking places. A lot of young people, well-meaning people, this affects them. And this is an emotional day in the United States as well as for Mexico. And there is no quick solution to this here uncertainty that the Dreamers, as they are commonly called, who now face that in their adopted home. But anyway, if the case, many of them are deported back, Mexico has said that they will welcome migrants who opt to return to Mexico with open arms, offer assistance with work and finances and education. The U.S. announcement to end DACA, created by former President Barack Obama in 2012 by an executive order, came during the final day of talks in the Mexican capital to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement, adding pressure to an already tense conversation between the neighbors. So you can see there's some real things that are going on, and how do you move past that? How do you move past that? Those scenarios like that. I just don't know. I don't know. It's a day where a lot of them, because I know a lot of well-meaning people who have been under that program. I think of Miss Isabel Castillo, who's been here since, brought us a child, and is in the program, and she's now married and so forth. And you just don't know. You just don't know. You really wonder. These people, that's what they know. They have came and they have enhanced themselves, and they feel, for all practical purposes, that this is not right. And a lot of people knew it was coming, and it did come. And now he's asking for Congress to get on the bandwagon. But the DACA recipients, the supporters say that they're not going nowhere because they're Americans. and they don't want it at all. They're just not. And so it's something that we're going to be seeing more of, and we need to understand that undocumented immigrants and their supporters, they have boldly declared that this is nothing but a shame, said it right in front of the White House, and got arrested in front of Trump Tower in New York today as the Trump administration said it would end an Obama-era program that was shielded nearly 800,000 young people from deportation. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, saying that the program was unconstitutional, but giving lawmakers in Congress 6 months to pass the legislation to help undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as young children. And a Republican coalition has threatened to challenge DACA in court if President Trump did not act by today, which is Tuesday, to rescind it. And hundreds gathered outside the White House in the hours before Sessions' announcement. They chanted songs and they clanged cymbals and banged on drums, holding signs that said, "We are America. Congress, don't whip out. We want education. Down with deportation." But this president has lied to the community for many months. He said, "I love the Dreamers." He lied to us. "We cannot trust him," said one young Dreamer, Dustin Torres, executive director of CASA, an immigration advocacy organization. We are going to keep fighting. We're going to keep resident people to vote. We're going to win elections in Virginia this year. We're going to win the elections in 2018 and 2020. Shortly after 11 o'clock a.m., as Sessions was making his widely anticipated announcement, a few blocks away at the Department of Justice, the crowd grew quiet. "It's right now official," Tories told them. "The administration just ended DACA." And then a woman, she sobbed and said, "Oh, my God." Someone said, "Shame, shame, shame." And they start chanting it. "You're not alone," someone said. Then they all prayed. That's what's happening in various parts of the country. In Manhattan, about a dozen protesters blocked traffic on the Fifth Avenue near Trump Tower. They sat on the street, arms locked, about 10 minutes they did, until the New York police began warning that they would be arrested if they would not leave voluntarily. And one young man, 30, and young lady Erica and Lola, 30, from Mexico, was among those who was taken into custody without incident. And then a DACA recipient said she's been in the United States since she was 10. She said that the undocumented community has come out of the shadows through DACA and was not going back in the shadows. "Trump is just trying to skewer us into hiding to get us to back down," she said, "but we're not going to back down." These young people are determined that they're going to take a stand. They are. But critics, including Trump and such, said Obama, he overstepped his authority in creating DACA, making an end run around Congress after it failed to pass legislation that would have offered immigrants similar protection. And opponents of DACA say it wrongly skirts U.S. border restrictions and open up to undocumented immigrants jobs that should be reserved for legal students. So we see the battle is on. It's going on. We said on last week's program that it seemed like there's war everywhere, on the domestic front as well as the international front. And we just don't know what to say. This president, it just seems like he don't care. And he keeps tinkering and posturing and bullying Kim Jong-un of North Korea, which they have recently just discovered an atomic bomb that is greater than the bomb that took out Nagasaki or Hiroshima. Now, if you know anything about that, that was devastating. That was horrific. The effects of that was everlasting. And I guess what he's saying, look, we're not going to listen to you. We got our warhead now. We got our nuclear warhead. And just like you threaten us, we're going to threaten you. Brothers and sisters, what is the world coming to? I got to just pause there. Miss Bianca Forbes, we see all this is going on. There's so many other things I haven't gotten to it, but just on those two things, what is your comment on that? We have a president who seems like it got to be his way or the highway, and these young people who some of them have gone on to become renowned in life, various positions and different things, from applying themselves, becoming a productive and constructive member of society. What is your thoughts on this? What do you have to say?
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I mean, we said this week after week that he acts like this, and that, I mean, the only thing that we can hold him to is that he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He didn't lie. I mean, he did lie about certain things, but he showed who he was from the beginning. It's not a secret, or it's not, people shouldn't be in shock. But I will say that Congress now at this point has a choice, unless he does, like, by executive decision.
Yeah.
They have a choice to help out because they still want to get reelected.
Right.
So, and as we discussed earlier, there's a lot of different celebrities and stuff coming out about this who are standing up against him. So he has a lot of opposition. It's just, I just don't know what his purpose is behind it, who he's trying to impress, which I do know is the people who voted for him. He wants to make them happy, but I don't know how they're bothering them that much to the point where they need them to leave. About the North Korea thing, I don't think Donald Trump's going to stop until there's an actual war.
Right.
So
I agree.
That, he won't be happy until we're in a war and there's people over there dying, and then, which is a little bit sad. I mean, I'm trying to understand what he wants his legacy to be.
Well, it seems like he wants it to be war, like you stated, because in James, the scripture boldly states, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence from the lust that war in your members? And it just seemed like he just has to have it his way, and he agitates as many as he can in the process of doing that. You know, what we saw happen in Charlottesville, Virginia, a couple weeks ago, was a reflection of some of his rallies, his urging to take a stand, and his slogan, take America back, make America great again. These white supremacists and neo-Nazis and KKK, they feel that this is a rallying call. And, of course, there's a tremendous dislike for many of the immigrants who are here. I think that this should be a time that we need to recognize that the world has come to America. The world is here. There's individuals from most every ethnicity under the sun that is here in America. And we need to work toward inclusion, not exclusion. And put yourself in this position. If you were a member of the DACA program and you came here as a child, you now are successful in what you are now, what you do, how would you feel with the possibility of you might have to deport back to your home country? Would you take that easy? Would you take that lightly? How would you feel about that?
Well, also, though, I think Congress eventually is going to oppose it because this is going to be a big deal for the economy, not just the people leaving.
Right.
I saw today that the government, like, well, research has been done, and they could lose over $60 billion a year, $215 billion over 10
mm-hmm.
years. And that's going to be a lot for our economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that. Because also, everyone knows no one's going to do those jobs that they like to, not that they like to do, but that they
oh, yeah.
are amenable
to
do anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is coming up in November. And who's going to be doing that? Who's going to be preparing all those turkeys for
right.
those holiday meals? You see, you're right. And these are viable people that are doing work.
Do I think what?
Really, that are, excuse me?
You said, do I think what?
I said that these are people who are doing a lot of things, viable work, that a lot of Americans really don't want to do. They just don't. It's not that, it's just the way it is. And somebody has to do that, and they're the ones that are doing it, but not all of them are. There are very many talented young professionals who have advanced within society. Technicians, they're lawyers, they're doctors. They're very much a part of the fabric of this society. And then there's others who are here, who are working their way up and within the system, and they're doing things. They're paying taxes and that. And you're just going to toss that away? I don't think so. So it is going to be a great debate about that. But this man, it just seems like he don't keep his word. He doesn't keep his word. He did what he had to do to get elected, and he appealed to those who were on the fringes, and they locked into his message, and they became a part of his rallying call, and they support him. And he's just, I don't know. It's really, really amazing to see what this man done. The latest thing, I don't know if you heard this, Bianca, was that, as you know, the Obama administration has made it clear, and they've worked and they passed it, that Harriet Tubman, a freedom fighter, would be a person of color, would be on the $20 bill, replacing Andrew Jackson on the front of it. Not that he's going to be taken off of, he's just going to go from the front to the back. And she was going to be on the front of it. And now word has come out that they got better priorities, things to do than to promote that or to put her on the $20 bill in place of Andrew Jackson, I might say a Native American killer, a person who the Trail of Tears, he was responsible for that in the removal of the Native Americans from their native lands, and many of them died on that journey. There's other things he did. He too was a populist, and he's placed his bust in the Oval Office. So he's saying that that may not happen, and you just don't know what to believe. And I think that the only thing we can believe, and it's interesting that we open up the song with cheer by that on Believe. I think the only thing that we can believe in, what this man seems like he's been on doing, is starting a war. Because he's already started a war on the domestic front, seen in power, the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis. They're bent on starting a, seem like a race war, which, by the way, it did kick off. It kicked off not just in Charlottesville, but it kicked off when Dylann Roof went to Charleston, South Carolina, and did that horrific, horrible act of massacre to those church parishioners. That's why he did that, and he targeted that church. So we see that that's something that's happening on the domestic scene, and now this here tampering and messing with the DACA program. And then we see the fussing and the fighting and the gesturing and jockeying and forth toward Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, a guy who he seems unstable within himself too. We don't, excuse me, we don't know. We don't know. And those of you that are listening from parts, those of you that are listening from other parts of the country, we just need to be concerned about it. We really do. We really do. But anyway, this is not just a one-way program. You may have a concern. You may have a concern. You can give us a call. Give us a call. 347. Excuse me. 347-850-1598. And we'd be more than glad to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. Any further thoughts that you have, Miss Bianca?
No, I agree with pretty much everything you said. And it's just unfortunate, but I guess we'll see what happens over time.
I agree wholeheartedly. We have to see what's going to happen because it's just uncertain what will happen. What will happen? Let's turn our attention now to another situation that's happening here in America, and that is the Harvey flood relief. Did you not know that there's over close to 40,000 people that are in shelters? Well, I said it wrong. 30,000 people that are in shelters. Over 40,000 homes have been destroyed. That's just horrible. And there's a new uprising of a possible hurricane Category 5 that's headed toward Florida called Irma. So I don't know. Country under judgment, you be the judge. Think about it. If you're not a praying person, I want to encourage you, you need to start praying. Because we have a person who's in the White House, and he's not concerned about doing what's right. It's about his way or the highway. And there's a lot of things that are happening, both natural disasters as well as man-made disasters that are knocking on our front doors. But I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to believe that the best is yet to come, that things are going to get better, but we want to keep you focused on the reality of what it is. And it is what it is, but it doesn't have to be like that. And so we want to be able to make a difference. So don't be so concerned about the outlook of what's going on. Be focused on the uplook, because the best is yet to come. And remember, it's not the outlook, but the uplook. This has been Stan Macklin and Bianca Forbes saying thanks for tuning in to Straight Talk, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place, Straight Talk with Stan Macklin.